Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I will say, we're just talking, you know, does the Tigers, Guardians, divisional race add more juice to the Lions? And the one thing I haven't said is there's just no crossover between the rivalries. I think that is that doesn't mean, by the way, a win wouldn't make it 3% sweeter. But that would also just be because a Browns win going with the Guardians, taking the division and then hosting a playoff game at some point next week. Well, that's just good fun.
Have to turn on the mic.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm in a spot where it's like, yeah, well, I've only been doing this for like 7 months full time.
I forget once a week. Don't worry. I've been doing it since I was 21.
But it is. It's in a spot though. Like the rivalry doesn't cross over, but in a way this week it does. Like,
is it because you want it to, not because it actually does?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's okay if that's the answer.
No, it is the answer. It 100% is the answer. Like, it doesn't cross. Like, there's no hatred between Browns Lions. In fact, there's almost like...
It's more self-hatred.
Yeah, right. I was going to say...
Mutual self-hatred.
There's almost like, not a brotherhood, but like, you look across it and it's like that team also went 0-16 and has suffered basically as bad as we have as a football team.
There's also envy, right?
Like, yeah, that they've gotten better and we haven't.
Well, no, it's also how they've gotten better. Like, if we liked Freddie Kitchens because he said whoopity hell and talked about drinking beer, I mean, Dan Campbell's this like the same kind of football guy, except he actually can coach, right? Like, yeah. The style of play that Detroit plays is incredibly physical, buoyed by an incredible offensive line and one of the best edge rushers in the NFL. Sound familiar to the Browns' success when John Dorsey was here? Oh, hey, the architect of some of your success in John Dorsey is also the architect of their success. Like, there's so many parallels. I think if there's any juice between the Browns and Lions, it's, man, that could have been us on some level.
Yeah, it's also, when you talk about the way they've done it, too, it's like, you kind of stay true to the vibe and the personality of your city if you're the Detroit, which is a similar vibe and personality to the city of Cleveland, right? It's the middle class, the working class of, okay, Dan Campbell's somebody that you'd say would represent the city of Detroit. And if he was here, if he was here, would say he probably represents the city of Cleveland. The way that you look at Nick Chubb, he represents it. The way that you can look at even Myles Garrett to agree and to say, okay, he represents by working as hard as he does the city of Cleveland.
He's also a blue collar head coach, and Kevin's an Ivy Leaguer. Right. And we're a blue collar town, not necessarily an Ivy League town.
Yeah, like we've been sold on it has to be analytics. That's the way that football's gone. It has to be the offensive guru. And while the Lions had Ben Johnson, they're also proving right now that the offense works without him. And it's like, okay, so you're basically making it work just off of the rah-rah stuff. You're making it work because people want to run through a wall for Dan Campbell.
Yeah, culture. The thing that we feel like has not been consistently there, that they say, from the analytics community, say isn't a real thing. The only culture is winning. And I actually disagree. Like that, like in fairness, the Browns did have some culture when the bottom was 7-10 or 8-9. Once you have 3-14, whatever culture you did had went out the window. Because I think there's a thin line between 7-10 and 10-7. There's not a thin line between 7-10 and 3-14.
Yeah, it's a massive difference. But like, I guess it's where it is because when you ask, like, is it basically me fabricating it? Right? Is it because I want it to happen? Yes, it is. Some way the rivalry, and obviously it's less because you're in the same division. There's a natural rivalry there with the Tigers. That's almost fabricated in the way of the Tigers making this more than what it is with the Guardians, too. Like, I don't like the Tigers. I also look at basically every other team in the division and go, I don't know that I dislike the Tigers a whole lot more than I dislike any of them. Like right now, maybe a little.
Oh, I do.
But it's, yeah, it's that's because of the right now.
No, no, no. That's also, you're a little young for this, but the Jim Leland years, there was a lot of, I mean, there was a, that team is pretty cocky. With Miggy Cabrera, with Dontrell, Jim himself is not a, he's a plain-spoken dude as well. And so he said some stuff that we've not forgotten. So, like, of any of the teams, like, there was a minute in the mid, the early aughts with the Twins. Not consistently with the Twins, though. The White Sox, not since 03. And that was like a, that was a blip, or 05, I think it was. That was like a blip. The Royals, they haven't been good hardly but three times. And by the way, the time they were best in the last 40 years was when you just had the time you stunk. This is like the Tigers, and it's also the proximity thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't drive to Kansas City on a whim to go see a game between the two towns. Same thing with Minnesota. Chicago, maybe, but I'm still staying in Chicago if it's a 6:10 first pitch or a 7:10 first pitch. Whereas in Detroit, okay, that game ends at midnight, or sorry, that game ends at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. I can be at home in bed by 1. Like, I think all of those things stack up. But for some reason, only the Tigers and a little bit of the Pistons.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, I guess for me, being younger and like, obviously, like,
I get it. I remember, you're youthful, you jerk.
I'm just saying, I remember like the Miggy times. I remember when the Tigers were, they're obviously not as good right now as they may have appeared to be in the beginning of the season.
Cleared.
But they're still all right.
They're okay.
Yeah. But like, I remember the times where they were good and competing for a World Series with Verlander and everybody else. But it's like, it's been so much of, the rivalry with the Tigers over the past decade plus has been, that's little brother. Like, we own them. It doesn't feel as much to me as like a true rivalry.
This is such a, again, I will not punish you for being not, you don't remember everything of the Miggy Tigers. Because I will tell you, what Hosey does to them, Miguel Cabrera did to you for 14, 15 years.
Oh, I remember going to the games with my dad being young and having every time I go, it's a Tigers game and Miggy ruins it for me.
I'm going to tell you, though, it really pissed me off. Because remember, I was most of my baseball life, I'm used to running this division in one way or another. Mm-hmm. I was. You know, 94 to 01, every year. Even if you didn't win the division, you were a wild card team, you went farther than anyone else around you went. And then you had like the early wedge years. You still had 93 wins here. You had the almost World Series in 2007.
And listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
And from the ashes of that, the Tigers took over, and then I didn't really hate this part. They traded for Johnny Peralta. They did this, that, the other. And no, I hate that team. Yeah, I do. That organization annoys me. They're also the only team in this division that acts more like a big market team than Minnesota, Kansas City, and even Chicago, even though they actually are a big market team. They've occasionally, you know, they've signed Miggy at points to a $300 million deal, whatever it was. Verlander had a huge contract for a minute. Like, it's funny to then juxtapose this to the Browns game, because I don't think the Guardians-Tigers does anything for that game on Sunday, because that game has juice by virtue of the fact the Browns are coming off a win. And the Lions, you can start to do, well, the Lions also have a short week. And, oh, by the way, beating them would give you some sort of sense of self, because you've just beaten Green Bay and Detroit, even though those are out-of-conference wins. And don't help you the same way if it was beating teams in your own division or in their own conference. So it's this weird spot of, it's like, I'm also just like, well, that game only really has juice for me if the Browns kind of surprise people and make that a close game and even win that game.
So is this just a Me Chronically Online thing where I'm just constantly living in like a half Detroit, like a Twitter space, basically, where I'm just constantly seeing that? Because, again, that feeling of I know how they'll react if the Browns beat the Lions, that does something for me. Like, that fulfills something with me of being like, okay, so I'm watching you all crash out right now over the Tigers. Like, that's already as much fun as can be. If I can just add on one extra thing, if it can be the straw that breaks the camel back, and just watch you sit there and be like, that's it, Cleveland owns us. Like, that fulfills me right now.
Maybe this is the better way to put it then from where I'm thinking here. Because again, it's how you feel. I can't tell you how to feel. But so I look at the Guardians-Tigers game as the end-all be-all tonight. Finish off the sweep, finish off the division, finish off, potentially the 3 seed. Like, do this, right? And then anything that happens positively in the Browns and Lions game is a kicker. So it doesn't add juice to that game, but it's like I'm, as a Cleveland fan, I'm playing with house money on Sunday. Because we are coming off a win that nobody thought we should have gotten, which is a little fluky. And, oh boy, we just tattooed your ass. So anything you say to me about, oh, how'd that Lions game go? I'll be like, how'd that Tiger series go? How'd both those Tiger series go? By the way, we're probably going to see you this next week. Like, I guess we're in this rare situation where it does feel like, oh, hot damn. Like, well, I can just let the Browns roll out on Sunday. We'll see how it goes. But I'm a little Teflon because things are going so well. Okay, it's like if your personal life is going really well and the professional life isn't. It's like, that's fine. That's just work, right? Like, I'll deal with work when I got to work, but everything's so gravy here. Life is undefeated. That's kind of where I am right now.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like we're both making it into win-win scenarios. It's just like we're taking different paths to get to a win-win scenario. Either way,
I like my path better.
Well, I like my path better.
I think we all know whose path is better.
I have a longer path.
Ooh, big shooter over here. La-ti-da-ti-da. Nim Jaber saying Victor Martinez. Every Guardians fan, every Indians fan knows exactly what that means. Yes. I think it's switched around for Jim Nabors, who was Gomer Pyle. That was a show in the 60s. Jake?
No clue.
Oh, I hate you a little bit. Cool Ray in Bedford. How we doing, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Living the dream, buddy. What you got?
Yo, so I heard you guys say something about rivalries and stuff like that with Detroit and the Guardians and, you know, the Browns. So I look at, like, you know, I'm 52, so I just think the word rivalries is dead. I just think, like, players are bouncing around so much. When I grew up, I think when you grew up, Nick, players stayed on the team, so we got to know they were, like, part of our family. Now they're just bouncing around, so I think loyalty just comes with the team. This thing with the Guardians is exciting because we were out of it, and we've never seen a team implode the way Detroit is imploding. So yeah, it's exciting, but I don't think it's a rivalry. I don't think nothing what we're seeing is a rivalry. I think with my Browns, I think that Stefanski and the defense aren't talking. I think that the defense is trying to win, while I think the offense is just trying to not to play to win. I don't want to say lose, but they're just not playing to.
I actually kind of I understand what you're saying, Cool Ray, and I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you for weighing in. I think the defense is doing everything they can to win every game, and I do think the offense is playing not to lose, and that is different than trying to win. And I understand why they're doing it. The problem is you're facing a lot of teams that you should just try and win. You should just try. And again, that's not saying that they're not literally trying to win. But they think the best way to win is by boxing up Joe and, you know, controlling the football and then just allowing the defense to win you the game. But if you're going to beat Detroit, you have to win in all three phases of the game. You kind of got lucky beating Green Bay with one of the phases of the game tied behind your back. 216-474-0092. Does the Guardians-Tigers divisional race add more juice to the Lions game? Quick hits in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.